It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Bob number 174. We got Wes Barker, Chris Ramsey, Green in the Cut. What up, Green?
Hello, hello.
Hey, today we don't, today I'm going to shout out right off the top. We have like, we get sponsored every episode by our Patreons and our YouTube members, and we never thank them off the top. We thank them at the end.
Yeah.
But no one stays to the end.
They do.
They do, but I want other people to know
right.
that. That's the reason this podcast exists, because of those people.
It's true.
So if you're on the Patreon, double thanks, membership, YouTube, membership, thank you.
Literally.
Membership, membership, membership. Like,
he flies. I'm in Montreal. He's in Toronto. Yes. He's got to fly in, yes. No joke, twice a month. Now, you know, his wife's a flight attendant. He gets great deals, $40, $50 flights, whatever they are. Totally fine.
Still got to rent a car.
He's still got to rent a car. He's still got to gas it up. And he still has to pay that $50, $60 twice a month or whatever.
Yep.
So at the end of the month, it's costing you like a grand to get here.
Yeah.
And we're making half of that on Patreon.
Yeah.
Which is nice, and we appreciate it. And the rest is from sponsors and AdSense, but that's about, eating it all up.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no profit here. So I just want to say thank you, and I hope you're enjoying the extra episodes every week. And if you want extra episodes, now you know how to get it. Now we thanked everybody. Now I feel like we can start.
Yeah, now I can be like, why the fuck are you wearing?
I'm dressed like a sponsor.
A chicken sandwich. Like, is this a new sponsor? I don't know, but you got a chicken sandwich hat.
The hat's
for the listeners,
pretty good.
And a chicken sandwich. Pretty dope hoodie, by the way.
Thank you.
Since when?
Since 1969.
Oh, that's a joke?
No. This is Mary Brown's Chicken.
Who?
You ever had Mary Brown's Chicken, the fast food chicken chain?
No.
Oh, dude.
Is it Canadian?
Yeah, it's only Canadian.
Not Quebec.
There's 200 across the country.
Not one in Quebec.
There's 47 in Quebec,
I bet you.
There's
not one.
There's got to be a ton.
Googling it.
You lived in New Brunswick. There's a fuck ton of New Brunswick.
I'm not in New Brunswick. I've been here for the past 20 years.
You lived there? Okay. Well, were you there in 1969? Anyways.
The summer of 69?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the reason I'm wearing this is because I did their corporate event in Mexico.
Oh, sick.
And they outfitted me, and they were like, you probably don't want this. And I was like, are you kidding me? I love this.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I wouldn't wear them together next time, maybe.
Yeah, don't wear them together. You look like you're delivering, but...
But even the hat's not bad.
The hat's pretty bad.
Yeah. That's the part I like the most.
The quality of the hat's real bad. The quality of the embroidery is terrible.
I loved it.
I'm a hat guy. I'm wearing my Chinese sample, by the way.
Yeah,
we're getting new hats made, and like we got to order samples all the time because we don't just want to like, you know, drop shit bullshit. Like we actually sample, we change shit. But even though it's, you know, China's the best.
You told me earlier. You said whatever gets their stupid fucking money from the stupid fucking customers. That's what you said, wasn't it?
No.
Oh no, that wasn't you. No, sorry.
I never say
that. Sorry, my bad.
Fuck, dude. I never say that.
Well, you clap it.
Somebody said.
By the way, Mary Brown's Chicken?
Yeah.
None in Quebec.
Really?
Yeah, not one, dude.
Every other province, there is one. I wonder if it's because the name. Like, they didn't want to be like,
fuck,
Marie Brown's poulet or something.
Yeah, it's the skin color of the chicken.
God damn. Really? That's crazy. All right. Well, I stand corrected.
Yeah.
It is cool.
I like it.
It's good chicken.
And I get it. It's brown. Mary Brown.
Right? They did it. Dude, that's the kind of gigs I want. Instead of going to Lethbridge, bring me to Cancun for your fucking corporate.
That's so sick.
Let's do that more.
And you had the gig. You got paid pretty good gig.
Yeah.
And you got like a couple extra days
all inclusive. Yeah. Just dude. And then we went over to there's an island off Cancun called Isla Mujeres.
That's not how you really pronounce it.
Yeah.
Say it in the native tongue.
You think that's about
Isla Mujeres?
That's something like that. Yeah.
Isla Mujeres.
But it was one of those places where it's like, you can like, you get off there and they're like, here, rent a golf cart, you know? And then you just bomb around the island.
Mm.
And so I go and wait, and I'm like, here, I want to get a golf cart. And the guy's like, yeah, just wait here. And then the lady's like, it'll be like 5 minutes before they get your golf cart. So do you want like a tequila tasting? I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
So you end up with like, only in Mexico am I having like four tequilas. And then they're like, okay, here's your golf cart. Now you can join the road with all the drivers.
Watch out for the children.
It was hella good, man.
That sounds amazing. Speaking of golf carts.
Look at that segue.
Thanks for setting me up, dude. Yeah, appreciate it. I'm ready to say where I was. Obviously, you know this, but like the viewers might have been wondering because they were guessing Antarctica and like just for Area 52. No. I actually got to go to Copperfield's Island, and that is...
Darren Copperfield?
Darren Copperfield himself. He has 11 islands.
Wow.
In the Bahamas, and I was going to Austin, and Chris, you know, Kenner obviously is a guest of our pod, good friend, invited me there, and I obviously couldn't say no. That was amazing. Went there, had an amazing time. It was... the thing is, I don't want to give anything away.
How long has David Copperfield owned these islands?
15 years, I think.
A long ass time, right? Yeah.
I think 15 years.
Wild.
Yeah, Mushikei, dude, it's probably, I don't even know how much, it's probably like 30 grand a night or something like that.
Yeah.
But he invited me as a friend, and there was only like half a dozen people there. The staff was there. There's like a lot of staff, but like only like half a dozen guests. And we all got to hang out for like 4 or 5 days. It was incredible. All I got to say is like, I don't want to give anything away, but like, because I don't know. It feels like...
You're like holding on to a spoiler with people that are never going to see the movie.
Yeah, but it's like a magic show.
Right.
Because David makes everything a show. Everything. I've been to his hangar, I've been to his museum, and I've seen the show. Everything's a show. And the islands are no exception. You get there and it's literally, there's, you know, I'm chasing an invisible gorilla, and I'm like, you know, like it's, I can't even begin to describe, like, but one thing we did is we watched movies on the beach. This was sick. He had a Dave's Drive-In movie theater on the beach. Incredible experience. Watch Borat.
You and David Copperfield just watched Borat on the beach together.
And the other guests, yeah, there's like 8 of us total. We dude, it was insane. We watched Arrival, like the first or second night. Such a sick movie, by the way.
Yeah, that's a good one for
you. You remember Arrival?
I love Arrival.
I didn't catch this segue, but the child is the canary. So in the beginning,
yeah,
when they're going up into the spaceship, they're bringing a canary.
Yeah.
Just for oxygen levels.
Yeah.
If the canary dies, we got to get out, right?
Yep.
Bad lungs, good lungs. And so the canary's kind of there as like a tool for them.
Sure.
Right? To make, you know, to warn them or to help them or whatever. And the child, and they kept shooting the canary throughout this thing. And then the child, she was having these flash forwards and flashbacks, insane, right? She was remembering things that hadn't happened yet. And in the future, she was remembering that she was remembering them in the past for the first time. It was like really crazy stuff. And eventually you see the child's drawing, a mother and a father, and in between a caged bird.
Whoa.
I was like, she's the canary.
Oh, that's
she
cool.
was the tool. She had to, like, she, you know.
Oh yeah, I did. I've
she
seen that
died in the mines for like
times.
To save the rest of them.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I know. I didn't. The second time I caught it because it really struck me. The canary like flapping around.
Yeah.
So,
damn, that's cool.
Anyways, dude, stay true.
Yeah.
Be you. Is it here?
Yeah. No, it's on that side. There you go.
It's on that side.
Stay true. Be you. That's my new slogan, dude.
Chris pointing to his hat for all the audio listeners.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
Oh, that's good.
So
yeah.
Yeah, to cap it off, he's got a lot of turtles. I got David Copperfield.
Jet skis.
I got to jet ski with David Copperfield, which is fucking sick.
There's mermaids out there, I heard.
I'm not going to give that. Like, these are things, like, it's part of the show. I feel like...
No one's ever going to see
it. We did chase an endangered bird, which was nice. Cool. Yeah, there's like a giant nest. This thing's nest was like bigger than the studio.
What?
Like this high. It was like these two, they were like hawks. Bigger than falcons, I guess. Like giant birds, like 6 foot wingspan, white. And there's two of them. And if you go close, they start, one of them darts off, hoping that you'll follow them. And the other one as well. But then they start like circling you and they're like screaming and stuff. And anyways, so we just like, we go just to kind of see them fly around. That was crazy. Yeah. But then other than that, it was just great food, great conversations. I got to hang with David for the first time. Never really, like, I've kind of hung with him after the shows and stuff, but never to that extent. So me, him, and Chris got to just chat magic and...
Damn.
Yeah,
it was pretty wild when you get to riff your magic ideas with David Copperfield.
It really is,
kind of a surreal.
And just riffing anything. Like, he's got so many stories.
Yeah, for sure.
He's like...
He's hung out with everybody.
Yeah, he's hung out with everybody. He's like, oh, I got a story with Paul McCartney, and then what was the other one? Oh, and I did an escape room there. I mean, it was insane. There was like, it was
trippy.
The most magical... fucking 4 days of my life. It was wild. Yeah. Then we got to hop in the PJ.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Oh yeah. You never even told me about that. That's sick.
PJ was sick. So
all the way back to Vegas.
Yeah. Cause I got there. I didn't take the jet there. I was in Austin. So I flew from Austin to there, and then, you know, they picked me up on a boat on the main island and brought me out. But on the way back, got to hop in his jet, which is, I've always said I wanted to once in my life just ride a private jet.
Yeah.
Don't necessarily want to pay for it because it's very expensive.
Yeah.
It's like 60 grand cross country one
for
way
sure.
or whatever, for fuel.
80, so yeah.
So that was really a really cool experience. And I got to sit up in the cockpit.
So you got drinks on the plane?
There's like, I mean, no alcoholic beverages.
Oh, yeah.
They're not, nobody drinks.
Right.
That's the thing. I was having a couple of drinks like the pilots because they were like on leave for the whole week.
When they're flying?
No, the pilots were there for a week too.
That's pretty sick.
Just hanging out. Yeah, I was talking to them all about it. They're like, "Yeah, it's a great gig."
Yeah.
I was like, and they're super cool, and they're all super close because they hang out all the time, I guess.
Yeah.
So it was really nice. There's an astrophysicist that was there on the trip. Got to ask her loads of questions. So it was incredible. And I'm now convinced. Like, he's cool, dude. All right.
Yeah.
Take it from me.
What?
Nothing happened. Right. No, it was fucking. It was great.
What did you get any insights from the astrophysicist?
Yeah.
Anything you remember that was interesting? I know when an astrophysicist talks to you, everything they say, you're like, whoa, and then you immediately forget.
A lot of cool takeaways, like the reason dinosaurs existed and large plants and large insects is oxygen levels.
Right.
It's not gravity. It's not like, that's the only reason. The more oxygen, the bigger the critters. So oxygen level was at an all-time high, and then it died down to almost, like, they can measure this through sediments or whatever, I don't know, and it almost died where we had almost no oxygen. It was only bacteria left.
Okay, you want to hear something trippy though that's countered that? I listened to the Human Lab podcast the other day, and they had some scientist guy in there, and he was talking about the other way around, where like lack of oxygen helps things grow. So he's like, we start out as like zygote, the fucking single cell thing, and then you double, right? And then that 2 turns to 4, that 4 turns to 8, 8 to 16. How many doublings do you think there are in a human being? There's 42.
Okay. Oh,
right.
God damn.
Right?
The answer to life, the universe, and everything.
Hitchhikers.
Yeah. Insane.
But 36, 37 of those happen inside before you're born.
Right.
And you only double 7 times, 5 times after that or something.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're born 7 pounds, you go to 14, you go to 28, 56, whatever, right. whatever, up to 200-ish, right?
Okay.
And he's like, the only thing different about that is there's no oxygen inside. And then as soon as you're exposed to oxygen, you immediately, your growth just plummets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
But you're not just exposed to oxygen.
I know, but that's what he's saying is the big key there.
Right, but you're also exposed to...
But when they're trying to shrink tumors...
Everything.
But when they're trying to shrink tumors, one of the treatments for like shrinking tumors is exposing it to oxygen, and it makes it shrink.
Yeah.
But you're talking about like dinosaurs and shit. Apparently, it's because when the oxygen is at the high level. So that's like the opposite.
Well, that's why we have big plants and big...
I know.
Big...
That one makes sense to me. It makes sense that oxygen equals more.
Well, because... The more life you have, the more oxygen is being created, the more plants there are.
Right.
Right? So the more plants there are. The plants are feeding themselves. They're feeding the animals. Yeah. What is oxygen? Oxygen is energy.
Yeah.
Right? So the more oxygen is out there, the more energy it's creating, and the more, like, I mean, everything's just expanding with oxygen. So
do plants breathe oxygen?
They breathe the opposite
of
us.
They breathe what we breathe out.
Yeah, carbon dioxide?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But, I mean, it's like a thing. So I even asked, I was like, oh, so if we were alive back then, we'd be giants? She's like, yeah. I'm like, Nephilim.
Yeah, 100%.
Under the fucking hat, dude.
I got no hat over here.
It's over there. Hat. You don't need it anymore, dude. We've ascended. Yeah. These are our thoughts now.
This makes sense. Yeah, this is how we feel now. That does make so much sense.
Yeah.
So what'd she think about that, like old ancient world shit? She
doesn't buy any of that. Right. That's the one thing I will say with, like, astrophysicists.
They're pretty mathed in. Like,
they are 100% like where I'm like, aliens fucking exist, dude, and they're here. And we're reverse engineering shit.
Yeah.
She's like, there might be plant life in the universe.
Oh my God.
That is literally where they're at. And I, although.
Boring take.
Super boring take. Yeah. What are you going to do? Die with that take?
Yeah.
That sucks. Die with another take. It doesn't matter. But the point is, I understand why she would say that too. Cause, like, as a scientist, right? You can only work with what you have.
Right.
Calculating variables that don't exist doesn't make sense.
Right.
So to them, they're like, the data exists. They're not going to be like, no, it doesn't.
Right.
But you got to show them. You got to give them paper and you got to give them tangibles and measurables because now it's part of the equation. But if it's just, no, it is. The guy said so.
Yeah.
He saw it. He took a picture of it. You know, they're not going to be like, well, I guess I got to calculate that in here. Like, you know,
right.
general relativity, everything still withstands. As long as someone doesn't shit on it with a different theory.
Right.
So I get it.
Yeah.
You can't start if you're, she's insane. She handles like giant telescopes and shit. So like if you're handling that type of, and this is stuff that, dude.
I guess she has to say that even if there's a rumor around that she believes anything that's not 100% certain kind of thing. That they're like, you don't get to run the telescope anymore, lady.
That's right, too. Yeah. For sure. There's a lot of that.
Yeah. There's got to
be peer pressure.
Yeah.
There definitely is. One thing she blew my mind with was when they take pictures, you know, they take pictures of like the James Webb and stuff. There's always like lines, these galaxies that have like lines, but those aren't lines. That's just like the distortion from black holes. That is what that is.
Whoa. Yeah, there's that gravitational lens distortion.
Yeah.
That
so
thing, yeah.
Yo, check this out. So if they want to take a picture of, and the way she explained it was pretty cool. She had like a picture of a building. And she's like, if a black hole was in front of this building, here's what you would see. Boom. And now the building's like, there's some here. Here it's upside down, splitting. Like, it's like this portal, right? She's like, that's what you would see if a black hole was in front of this building. You were trying to take a picture of the building.
Right, okay.
She's like, we need the math that calculates that so that we can get a picture of it. And she's like, it's our biggest supercomputers working nonstop to solve these equations. Because when you take a picture of all the, like, the galaxies in this region, and there's, you know, maybe hundreds of thousands, each one of them is at different
lengths.
So they have to name everyone, find everyone, name it, because they have the information that is with it, and then do the math to correct the images.
Right.
For every image. That's crazy math when you think about it. You're like, oh, yeah, we assume there's a black hole here and they get this all shitty image and then they're like, here's what it looks like fixed. And you're like, oh, that looks like, and so there's math behind all that.
That is like that's the fucking,
that's the work.
Part, eh?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That's what you need AI for.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm sure they're running AI.
That's what I told her. She's like, oh yeah, it's definitely helping for a lot of those calculations.
Crazy.
They're crazy, like, calculations, though, because there's so many variables.
Yeah. You know?
But it's so cool to see people who are passionate enough to solve the variable, to bring it to zero.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, definitely. At one point, she's like, you know, the expansion of the universe, because she's talking about how it's going to look like when Andromeda intersects with us. Right. She's showing us pictures, everything, like, all the questions of the universe, which is pretty sick. And she goes, you know, we're thinking the expansion of the universe, right, is we think because the space in between is growing, right? The dark matter or whatever it is. It's like it's growing.
Yeah.
Rather than us being pushed away constantly, we're accelerating.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, there's that or something bigger is pulling it. Right. And she's like, that's not a popular theory. She's like, but it's a theory.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't. And I'm like, that's an opinion. You're just adding your variable to your equation, but mine is also probably valid. What if there's like something greater on the outside just pulling, you know?
Would that be in every direction, wouldn't it?
Why not?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Who cares? What's an object?
What are you saying? Yeah. What's your argument?
Yeah.
That space is growing?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because the other way is like, if it keeps accelerating, it'll eventually get faster than the speed of light. Then one day you'll look out, there'll be no stars because it'll be leaving us faster than we can see it.
That's what she's like. There was an era where physicists got really depressed when they figured that out, when they figured out the end of the universe, like what that's going to look like.
97.
What's that?
1997.
Oh, that's when they figured it out. Yeah. But there was like a big like wave of depression among these physicists, even though you know you're going to die. They were just depressed for life in general.
Fuck.
And eventually, because what keeps oxygen in the universe is collision, the collision of all these things. So it creates oxygen through like fusion, through whatever. Because cool. At first there was no oxygen.
Right.
And now there's like pools of oxygen floating around in space. And it's all because of the collision. So oxygen is life source, is energy for everything.
Right.
The more entropy there is, the more oxygen there is. But then eventually, there's less collisions, less oxygen, and everything fades out. Everything fizzles out without oxygen. You can't burn anything. You can't.
It's called the big freeze.
The big freeze, yeah.
The universe gets too big and too cold. It's just called the big freeze.
Yeah, there's no, things aren't moving anymore.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Things aren't accelerating.
Fuck.
There's that, and there's the big rip is the other one. It's like, the universe gets so big, and there's so much dark matter between objects that it pulls shit apart. Like, even the asteroids that are going to be cold.
Damn.
Even the molecules of that are going to get, like, pulled apart because there's, like, too much space in the universe. No more gravity, really. Everything's just going to separate piece by piece.
Damn. Big rip was last week when Toby Heath died.
Yeah. And also, that was a big rip, dude.
I don't even know who that is.
Huge rip.
It's my country music hero when I was younger.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all right.
I was going to say a lot of families, parents experienced a big rip as well. You're just like, it grew apart faster and faster.
Yeah, for sure. At the speed of a car.
Yep. Did I? Oh, I sent that in the group chat. That fucking wild person talking about the fucking, whatever you call it.
What are you talking about?
Like pronouns, but the neo pronouns.
The neopronouns.
The one I sent?
Yeah, all the ones you've never heard of. That was wild.
That was the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Like I have never.
I can say they.
I was gonna say never past they them. I've never. I've never seen it anywhere other than in a TikTok.
Yeah,
like
so
that.
In this video, like, they were saying like, "Oh, Glit says that void doesn't."
Yeah, like what? Void is a rough one. I'm like that's a.
I can,
like,
I actually respect Void more than most of them.
Yeah,
just call me. I'm a Void, dude. I'm a Void of hollow black energy.
But I
please don't approach
if
me.
If I'm saying Void, that's pretty derogatory for me. Like if I'm saying Void to you, like I'm,
yeah,
like it's the new emo.
Yeah, it's like Void.
I'm a Void. Care. I'm just dark matter. I'm dark matter trying to stretch itself out.
Man, once they find out what dark matter is, I'll be happy.
Yeah,
they gotta know one day. I fucking want to know, dude.
I bet it's not even that dark.
It's most of the universe.
Yeah.
It's most of it. It's 80% or 75%.
It is weird,
it's
though.
Fucking fucked up.
Here's what is weird. Yeah.
It's got weight. It weighs.
Here's what is weird. Is like the universe, when you think about it, is transparent.
When you zoom in close enough, you mean?
It's transparent, see-through.
Right.
If you put a light, like it's see-through. It's just dark.
Oh, okay.
Right? It gets light close to sources of light, but other than that, it's just dark, but it's see-through.
Right.
You mean like if you take all the matter out, take everything, like all the planets, all the rocks, all the sun.
Yeah, the space between stuff.
It's the universe itself.
It's see-through.
Yeah.
Right? What's black then?
That's fascinating.
Or what color is it if it's all lit up?
I feel like we could use a Big Rip right now, eh?
Yeah.
Well, he's right. Yeah. When you think about it, like what color? Because like a mirror,
3.5 grams
if you reflect a mirror, uh-huh. Eventually it gets green. That's the color of a mirror.
Right.
So
when you, like water's clear until you put a bunch of it together, then it's
blue.
You get the color.
So yeah. So what's black? Is it just the lack of light, or what color is it if you illuminated the universe? What color would it be?
It's just Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, in a white suit. He's like, I am dark matter.
Is that Bane?
Yeah.
That sounds like Bane.
Or is it Black Matter Lives?
Titty sprinkles.
Black Matter Lives.
Talking
that's
about
a good,
old
that's
things.
That's a good joke.
I got a cool news more, clip. It.
Oh yeah.
From they found a new structure that's 480,000 years old.
Fuck out of here, dude.
Where? 480.
It's just two dude. Wooden planks that are interlocked. It's like not a castle or anything, but I just thought it was super cool. That's so fucking old. Half a
what?
Million.
Pull
years
it
old.
Up. Pull it up. Pull it up. Pull it up.
It's hard to. Interlocking logs may be evidence of the oldest wooden structure. Roughly half a million years old. That's what pissed me off. Roughly 480 million. If it's roughly, say 500 million.
Maybe 500,000, I mean.
Dude, it's 500, whatever.
It's actually 476 million, but they rounded it off to 480.
Go 475. What are you doing?
And you guys keep saying million, but you mean thousand.
Yeah.
I think you just get caught in your first.
I think it's the same difference. Yeah, 400. It does. It's so far away in time. Modified logs dating to about 476,000 years ago might be the oldest evidence of wooden structures, a new study finds. So hold on. Why, though? Wooden artifacts decompose easily. Okay. Scant archaeological record compared to a stone bone. The new finding reported September 20 in Nature suggests the structural use of wood may stretch far back in the history of the human. Could we find the answer? These fucking websites, man, I tell you.
Yeah. Just want us to read.
It's going to be so underwhelming, too, isn't it? It's just a headline. Was it? This paper provides a wonderful peek into our past. Okay. These logs may have been part of a structure, a raised walkway, a place to store wood, or somewhere to sit. That helped hominids in their environment. Yeah, okay.
May have been a bridge, a house, or a stool.
But the may is like of what it could have been. Yeah. But they're still interlocked pieces of wood, so it's like
that's kind of fascinating.
If they're interlocked, that's cool, but also like you'd have to show me the interlocking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for me to be like, maybe it's a random freak accident.
Yeah, they didn't really highlight the photo too well, right? They weren't like looking.
Yeah, dude, what am I looking at? Yeah, looks like a fucking power line. Or really,
like that's yeah. That's,
oh, like that, the corner of it there. It's hard to tell.
I mean, in 500,000 years, I'm like, they might have just fallen like that.
And how fun is it to write an article and say interlocking logs may be evidence of the oldest wooden structure?
We can just write that.
Yeah, I could write that tomorrow.
Yeah,
they may, and they're like, oh no, they're not. They're like, oh, I already wrote it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It, when I wrote it, they may have.
Yeah.
But you proved it wouldn't, so.
Yeah, it's fucked.
It is dumb.
Fuck
your article, dude. Yeah, your article sucks. Holy shit.
Where did you find some?
Yeah.
I went and saw my brother's play.
Yo.
In Lethbridge.
I know. I saw the playbill.
Yeah, dude.
And he was... Okay. In a play, I was like, what? So he sells tractors.
I went from this Cancun gig, and I had two shows in Saskatchewan. Had one day off. My brother's play only runs, you know, a few days. So I'm like, okay, I got to go see this. I was like running on no sleep, flying, driving 6 hours. I'm like, I'm going to see this play. I haven't seen him in a play in 20 years. And back when he was in a play, when I saw him, he played a fucking tree. You know what I mean? And this one, he's the lead. Okay. 80 pages of dialogue.
What's the play?
It's called Hurry Hard, and it's a Canadian written play. It's about 5-6 years old. It's being performed all over the country right now in small towns. If it's anywhere near you, go check it out. It's a really funny play inherently. But now my brother's playing the fucking lead, playing this divorced guy named Bill. And he's got his mustache going for it, right?
I'm all in for this.
Can you pull up this is my brother's. So this is him.
Whoa, he looks great.
Yeah, he's killing it.
Dude, that mustache.
It suits him, I think. It really for this
character.
Oh,
it definitely
too.
Ages him 20 years.
Oh, for sure.
But I mean, it suits him.
So he's playing opposite And that's it. That's his wife in the play.
Good for you, Nick. God damn, that's cool.
Manny, can you go back to the other guy for a second? Okay, so this this guy over here, he's
Jon Snow?
He's playing like the good-looking guy, right?
Yeah.
And there's a million jokes about how good-looking he is. So at one point in the play, him and my brother are center stage, and my I can't remember his joke, something about like, I understand how you feel. You know, I used to only have a 4-pack instead of a 6-pack, and he like lifts up his shirt, and my brother starts rubbing his abs, right? Like two hands a lot, right? And like, it's really funny. It's a little out of character. So you're kind of like, this is kind of weird, but they do it for a really long time, him and this guy. And then he starts rubbing my brother's face. And it's like just a super funny moment. It's very long though. And my brother's like, oh, it feels like Batman. Like it's really funny, but weird. So anyways, play goes on. Afterwards, I go into the back with the cast. There's a cast party.
And they're fucking. Dude, I can't believe
better.
It.
Better. So I go back at the cast party, and like Nick's plus one, so I'm meeting everybody over. And it's kind of, you know, a little downtime. So I'm like, yo, that was so fucking funny when you were rubbing his abs and you were touching his face. And everyone kind of laughs and sort of looks around. And I'm like, that was like so funny. And the director's like, yeah, that's not in the
script. Of course
it
is, dude.
I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, they just started doing it. And they do it every night. And I keep asking him to stop, but it's so funny.
Oh, you ruined it.
My brother's like, it's hilarious. So him and this guy think it's the funniest thing, and it is. We were all dying. But the director's like, I just wish, I don't know why.
Just stick to the fucking script, dude.
And they're like, oh, yeah.
I love that. That's my favorite thing ever.
I know. I'm like, yeah, out of all the things you're going to improv in this play, you thought you'd rub your... And I'm like, who got the courage to touch who first?
That's awesome.
A ballsy play.
Also, like... I mean, learning that on stage, like, thing is, like, you know, we perform, so we also understand, like, the ad-libbing nature of it. Yeah. Like, oh, I threw that joke in there.
Get a laugh.
This is the first time he's done it. So
he got five shows.
And he went, well, that's going in now. He's like, that's in the show.
So it's this super, like, it's super a big moment where this character's questioning his sexuality. And this is not part of the thing.
Oh, wow. Hilarious, Nick. Good for you. Keep doing it, man.
It was great. Anyways, highlight of my life.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
I usually read the whiskeys. You do this one. Read it out.
Nika whiskey from the barrel. Nice. This is the barrel. And then a bunch of letters I can't read.
How do you pronounce that?
Nika.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm pretty sure.
That's not how I said it on the last podcast.
No?
No, no.
Uh-oh.
It was on the Patreon.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Jeez.
Was it Nika what's inside the bag?
No. What you said? Okay. No, it was a soft I. I just read it. I didn't know. I picked it up and I was like, what's this? It's
Nika.
Yeah. With a hard K. Cheers to that.
Cheers, buddy.
But in the barrel. Pretty good selection there of a green, I think it
Nicely
was.
Nicely done. Mmm. It's quite nice.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh,
oh, is that,
oh.
That's
what you gotta make after a really good Japanese whiskey.
No.
It's involuntary, dude. No, I didn't even want to do it, but like it started burning. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's the only way I can deal with a burn.
Dude, God I was damn. Looking for a photo to post to you today because it's Valentine's Day. So I left my wife to come hang out with Chris in the barrel because this is better. Right?
Yeah, obviously.
This is love. You know, leave one love for the other love.
Yep.
And I was looking for pictures to post of you so I could shout you out on my Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Going to see my true love, and I came across some Japan ones, and I was like, oh man, I just want to do over. Gotta go back, man.
Yeah.
Now, because I won't be so overwhelmed, you know?
No, I'm going back.
Last time I was so overwhelmed.
I'm going to go back in like April.
I know. I just can't. Maybe my. I just want to. I want to go taste some more whiskeys.
Dude, I want to go Rome.
Yeah. I want to go. No, not to Rome. We'll go Rome some other time, but I want to go to Japan.
Good idea.
Yeah. But I really want to. Oh, man. There's so many millions of places there I want to check out.
Yeah, there really are.
Shit, yeah.
We'll do it again?
I know. Be good. Life's long. Life's long.
Yeah. If I could keep just travel to Japan. Yeah. And nowhere else, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
That's a fun place to discover.
Absolutely.
It is a fun place to discover whether you're in the, you know, the main city.
Yeah.
Or if you're in the sort of smaller towns up north where there's like winter, they have skiing and all that stuff, and they have beautiful onsen.
Eric's buddy fucking Joe Duane just posted a bunch of shit from skiing there this year.
Yeah.
And I was like,
God, they got great skiing, and then they got down south, they got beaches. They got like, where is it? Is it Okinawa or I think it's Okinawa?
I'm pretty bad with the geography there, to be honest.
Yeah.
I know the two places we went, and that's all I know.
Yeah. Well, that's a start. It's not a really big place.
Yeah.
It is surprising how small it is and how much there is in it.
Yeah.
Like, it just blows my mind all the time. Because you think Japan, again, we've talked about it, is such a force in culture and in invention and technology in everything.
Yeah.
In our day-to-day lives. But the size of them geographically is so fucking tiny.
I know.
It's like Rhode Island. It's like, you know, PEI.
And like, yeah, I was watching Oppenheimer and I was like, I got to get back to Japan, dude.
Yeah, dude.
You know, like hitch me a ride on one of them nukes. You
know? Almost nailed that.
You know, almost. Yeah.
Hey,
hey, I just.
Hey, what? You started speaking Japanese for a second.
Oh, fuck. I want to go.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Japan's amazing. The people are fucking like so nice.
Yeah.
But and like everybody's like, they're not nice like to your, they're only nice to your face. A lot of them say that, right? Some of them are just generally nice, but most of them is like everyone's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So like obviously people are gonna have different opinions.
Yeah.
But the difference is that they just act like everything's okay all the time.
What is it
instead of like us like telling people how we feel, they don't do that.
Right.
It is. It makes for a really fun experience when you're like, oh, we're just going to compartmentalize everything.
Yeah.
And just pretend everything's great all the time. And I'm like, that's not, that's a cool way to live.
But it kind of makes, as
but
a
then
tour-
drink hard at night though.
But as a tourist, it makes you, second guess everything you're doing. Cause you're like, am I creating the rudest atrocities everywhere I go and just unaware of it, right? You're so afraid that, because they're being nice to your face, and then you're like, am I, don't know, when I leave, I'm sure they're like, oh, what the fuck?
Do I ask for a bathroom here? Is that like, no, like, there's no way you should shit anywhere else but like your own house? Or like, is there...
you and I cooking the chicken sashimi because we're scared of it?
Yeah.
You know? The guy looking at us.
Yeah, meanwhile, there's a guy on Instagram eating...
just eating raw.
Just... two chicken breasts and like six eggs or whatever.
Eating raw chicken until I get a tummy ache.
Day 130.
30 days in. There's one of the airports in Japan is cool where it has, I just learned this the other day. When you go in there, it has a sign in English and a sign in Japanese. Okay. But they say they have two totally separate meanings.
Uh-huh.
Because the English one says, welcome to Japan. And the other one, it says, welcome home. Because if you can read Japanese, 99.999% chance.
Right.
Welcome home. I thought that was really cool.
Dude, what kind of a sign is that if you're like just studying Japanese?
Yeah.
And you go there, you're like, oh, this is it. I knew it.
Yeah. You've asked God for a sign and he handed you one. Like, I guess I live here now.
You're like, I live here.
that's
funny.
Yeah.
Japan would be cool if it wasn't for the earthquakes.
Right.
The earthquakes really fuck with your whole
thing. I don't
know. Dude.
Iceland's got a lot of earthquakes. It's so sick, except for the fact of all it's
boiling. Dude, do you remember the one that was 8.9?
Yeah.
The one that fucking, what was it, Fukushima plant or whatever?
Yeah.
What was the plant? Where was the plant? Was it in Fukushima or? There was like a.
Nuclear plant in Japan.
Yeah, the meltdown in like, I think the 90s.
Fukushima.
That meltdown, I watched, because I just rewatched the Steven Spielberg's UFO miniseries on Netflix. You watch that?
No.
Dude, the Japanese one was the most insane. There's like six episodes. The Ariel School in Zimbabwe.
Oh, right.
These...
I did watch this. Sorry.
Yeah, the Japan one.
Yeah.
At the end where there was this 8.9 magnitude earthquake, which like tsunamis as high as buildings were coming in. It was
as a country, they keep it all in for so long.
And and Sendai was a place that just got demolished. It's absolutely like just completely floored. And then you have this like home video of like these orbs like fucking hanging out and shit and coming together as one and like zapping these fucking. And then like the apparently in Chernobyl it happened as well during the meltdown. There was like UFO reportings at Chernobyl and they were zapped, like just shedding beams of light. They were like seen putting beams of light on the place and the place was measured before and after. And the measures were like way down.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. So they were just like, hey.
I don't think I watched that episode.
Just putting out fires.
I watched the first two for sure.
It was the most compelling one because it's the one where if you look at CIA docs online, if you go to the government archive, you will find a lot of reports on floating orbs being reported to the Air Force at military bases and installations where there's nuclear arms. And then George Knapp brought back from Russia, I think at the fall of the Soviet Union, so like 89 or something. What was that? Early 90s or whatever, late 80s?
I don't know.
Brought back a bunch of their documents, their UFO stuff, like got in there right before the fucking Kremlin fell or whatever. And, well, it didn't fall. The Kremlin's still there. But, I mean, you know, the USSR got those files and got it. And they say the same things, like, at the same times. Like, at the same time, there was, like, orbs or whatever at the nuclear sites. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna watch that one.
That shit's fucking... That's the stuff that I like. I'm like, ah.
You're like, I don't know what the truth is, but there's secrets here.
Yeah.
And that's obvious.
And also, they're helping us.
Yeah.
Way...
Which feels good.
There's a...
Whoa.
The video sucks. It's on YouTube right now. It's like it's a video of the image, but that's the image.
Oh, basically. I see.
Oh, where's the video?
I've been looking. It's you can't find it.
On YouTube, it's tough, eh?
Yeah.
What's the documentary called?
Encounters.
Right, Encounters. Encounters Japan UFO. Netflix.
Netflix-aloo.
Encounters Netflix series, Biru. Top Secret Declassified.
Sabun.
No, dude. Yeah, you're going to have a hard time finding it on Google. Yeah.
Well, we'll all have to go watch the Netflix thing then. Guess we'll have to all dive in.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool. That was my favorite one, too, the Japan to Japan one.
Oh, well, you talked about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think I fell asleep during that one, so I'm like, I have to rewatch it. So I rewatched it, and yeah, it was incredible.
Because, yeah, the first two episodes I really liked, but they were both topics I knew a lot about. So mm-hmm. I think I kind of lost interest because I was like, I've already known these ones sort of really well.
Yeah.
So I should keep going then.
Anyways, let's fucking pick up the mood. You want to do Bob Talk?
Oh, okay.
Oh, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I want to talk about that Rael, the alien.
Oh,
prophet.
The Raelien.
Yeah.
Did you not know about that?
No, I watched the fucking Netflix thing.
Oh, dude, that's our Nancy Brown chicken or whatever.
Like, Mary Brown chicken?
Yeah.
Because I guess like a tenth of his followers are from Quebec.
Yeah, it was huge here.
Yeah.
It was a big deal. Fuck?
I had no idea.
And here they don't
have... 30 minutes, I was like, I believe this guy.
Yeah. And then he's like just making out with like women all the time.
Like, you should fuck all your kids.
Raël. Yeah, he's still around. Raëlien. And like he even had like a cloning doctor with him and shit.
But he ran away to Japan. He lives in Japan now.
Yeah. He was traveling all over the place. He moved. So the whole Raëlien cult moved from here. I think they went down to the States in Portland or something. I don't know where they ended
up.
Wild,
man.
But fucking they were in Quebec.
Wild.
Yeah.
And I knew you'd know about it.
I looked up because they had, what was it called? UFO World or whatever. They had like a place where like that was their big thing in the Raëlien or whatever, had their own compound. UFO World or UFO Town.
Crazy.
Or UFOville or whatever in Quebec somewhere.
It's so fucking wild, man.
Yeah.
Makes you want to start a cult, dude.
It was really interesting. But he'd go on shows, dude, this guy, and he was like, oh, yeah, I talked to Jesus. I'm his brother.
Yeah.
I hung with Buddha and Allah, and we were all in the same room. And then I went to the aliens. They had fuzzy little creatures on their planet. And I'm like,
yeah.
How is everyone... People just want to believe in something, man.
And then he's like racing cars.
Yep.
And then he's
being
like
an actor.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm the fastest religious figure in the world.
Yeah.
I'll race any of them. I'll race the Pope.
Yeah.
And people are like, what does this have to do with
and
anything?
Laying pipe the whole time, dude. Just absolutely pounding puss the entire time.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Dude, every interview of him is he's like making out with multiple women and they're like, it's a sex cult. He's like, no, 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 it's not a sex cult. And they're all fucking the dude. It's so crazy.
Oh, fuck.
All right, let's pull this up.
Yeah, my friend was in a cult. I wonder if she'd ever come on the pod.
The one was in a cult?
Yeah.
What cult was
so
it?
So interesting. I don't know. Some Brazilian one.
Yeah. Not a real one?
I don't know. It's pretty real. Hundreds of them on there. Just want to hear about it. Yeah, we got Bob Talks?
We got a few Bob Talks, dude.
One of the GOAT OG sponsors of this bad boy, Squirrel, keeps saying we keep missing his from so long ago.
Well, I don't know. We might dude.
Got to come again.
Yeah, to call again.
We missed it.
Whether you're happy or you're broken, it's time to crack one open. Call 844-BOB-TALK.
Mine aren't very well documented. We've got like 10 here, so we've got some for the next episode, too.
Cool.
Indiana.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Wes. Anthony. You all are the best. I have a question about your experience with comedians in Texas.
He's listening to the podcast. He said, I have a question about the comedians in Texas. Yeah. Your experience with comedians in Texas.
And then you probably played a clip of us saying something about comedians in Texas.
Oh.
That's probably what he was trying to get us to listen to.
Because I heard our podcast, he's part two.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Wes. I have a question about, do you guys think it's weird to have three balls? I love you guys. Do either of you have three balls?
Hey, do you have three balls?
Right. It's a thing. Question.
Does he have three balls?
He might.
That's the end of the question.
All right. Let's address the first question, which he never asked.
Yeah. So then that's a good answer.
Yeah. Comedians in Texas. Super cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Like family. We love them.
Yeah.
Next question.
Yes. It's weird to have three balls.
Yeah, definitely weird to have three balls. It's obviously not normal.
Yeah, definitely not.
Have one removed. Put it in a jar. Keep it by the side of your bed.
Sell it to Lance Armstrong. He only has one ball.
Give it to a gypsy. She can make a curse.
Mm-hmm. If you grind it up and snort it, you'll get erections permanently.
That's right. Feed it to your dog. Mm-hmm. Your dog will just be a healthier dog.
Hot take, that might be an alien that put that there. It might not be a ball. It might be a tracking device.
Mm.
Get a scalpel.
It might be an eyeball that's just staring at your nuts.
Maybe it's a third eye.
Yeah.
Put it on someone's forehead. See if they can see the future.
That's right.
That's good. Good question, sir.
I think you got something there.
Yeah.
All right.
There's only 200 people, 200 cases known of people.
Well, dude, if you have, by the way, Andrew, was it? If you have... Ooh. An extra ball?
You can sell that.
I need pictures.
Yeah.
DM us. Put a flashlight, maybe your phone light, behind it so we can see the outline of all three.
Like a chicken egg, and we can maybe tell you what sex it is.
We can tell you. Yeah, we can have a look at your embryo. All right.
You see his little twin in there that never got fully developed?
A little fetus?
Yeah. That's what it is. That's carrying around your little twin brother and your little nutsack?
Dude, fucking give birth to him already. Tennessee.
All right, so I am coming to you with a 15-year-old mystery.
Oh, shit.
A couple of buddies and myself were walking through a train tunnel in a notoriously haunted part of town, completely sober, mind you. And simultaneously, we saw three purple floating orbs, maybe 10 or 15 feet in front of us, just over our heads. We all confirmed that we saw it and turned around and booked. But any theories as to what the fuck that could have been? Cheers.
And he says it's a 15-year-old mystery, so this is like something that he's been living with for 15 years. Dude, you beat women with your hat backwards. It's crazy. Isn't that insane?
It changes them so much.
I know. So I beat women, obviously. Turned my hat around, walked down the street. Wasn't me, officer.
Yeah.
The guy that beats women, he had his hat on backwards.
No, you still look like you beat women, just like you haven't started drinking.
That's right.
I'm
not a hat guy.
Yeah.
15-year-old mystery with the purple. He said purple?
Purple lights. Well, did he say three or four?
He said like 15, didn't he?
I think he said four, didn't he?
He said four, but there was three of them. If there was three purple lights, I'd be like, oh.
I Googled purple lights just for the fun of it, and I read it. People are talking about astral projection.
Whoa.
It has to do with astral projection. When you see
purple
orbs.
Whoa, you saw some bodies floating?
You saw people just out there?
Yeah. Or was it them who like walked through something and fucking...
For sure this guy Googled that.
I mean,
whoa!
The first time you see a firefly and you don't know fireflies exist is pretty shocking, but they're not purple.
But you and your buddies? And I think, like, I don't, when it's that close.
Was it in Tennessee area? Is that what he said?
I don't know. He said it was a haunted road.
Oh, yeah, he did say it was haunted.
He said something haunted. All right, well, we'll do one more.
Ah, fuck, I hate that.
Yeah, good I don't job, know what man. To, I don't know what to tell you, dude. Take your phone out next time. There's no phones. Take a camera out. I didn't have a camera.
Ago? What year was that? 2007? 2008?
Cameras exist.
Could've snapped one.
All right, Ohio. Good story, though.
I like it.
Hey, this is Brandon from Cincinnati. Originally, I thought it'd be cool to just try to create like this back and forth bit, but it's impossible because, like, you guys don't remember the things that I say a week or 2 weeks out.
You're right. Correct.
I just want to contribute in some kind of meaningful way. So today, I'm going to give you an empty threat. We'll see how well it goes.
All right.
I will buy some merch from first.shop, wipe my balls with it, and returning claiming that it smelled funny. So someone has to touch my stinky ball merch.
This guy.
Fuck you, dude.
It's gonna be green.
That's green.
Thank you.
Brandon, is it?
Brandon, yeah.
Dude.
Brandon, if
I'm
you
I'm gonna
do
remember that,
that
name, Brandon. I'm gonna remember your name. You can't do that anymore.
We're gonna get your address and your fucking email, and we're gonna subscribe you to a breast milk magazine and give samples sent to your door.
Dude, Brandon, if you call in ever again, I swear to God, I will become your therapist and gaslight you into thinking that you were molested at summer camp. All right? What else?
Chris, if you do that to Brandon, I'm going to, I got nothing.
Brandon, I will tell your grandchildren that you used to wear a COVID mask indoors. Like you weren't some fucking, you weren't a hero at all.
You're going to have to do a shot for that one, but yeah, it's worth it.
It's worth a shot.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Dude, I will time travel and find you when you were younger and tell you you have a great sense of style just so it alters your personality forever.
I will make you a smoothie from whatever I find in my drain. I had to clean my drains.
You did that recently?
It's pretty gross. Yeah.
What was the worst thing you found? Was it hair?
No, it just looks like a smoothie, but not one you'd want to drink.
Oh.
It smells like my ass.
Yeah, it smells like the merch you returned.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling in. That was Bob Talk and...
Empty threat bonus.
Yes. Yeah. I like it. A twofer.
Oh, shit.
Those are pretty good.
That's great. I love the Bob Talks, man. They make me happy.
Me too, man. It makes me happy that people are still listening, even if it is the same four people.
I'm down. Could,
you want to...
We got to vibe race it. We haven't had a vibe race
Whoa,
in 3 weeks.
Oh, shit. We do have to vibe race.
Yeah, vibe race to close it up.
Fuck, we're just back-to-back all this fun stuff. Let's go. Vibe race it.
Oh, shit. I can't...
Later half of the pod's always going to be filled with like stuff.
Let's always catch it up to do, you know?
What's on tap here? What's going on? What's the deal? What's the arrangement we have with
the
viewers?
I think we got a...
Obviously a Patreon member? No. Is that where we landed? Where did we land?
I can't.
Take two comments from the last episode.
Yeah. Right, and send them some shit.
Yeah, I'm not on mic, but yeah.
Yeah, we got stuff. So two comments...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
From the last episode.
I got it here.
Wes going to pull it up. And the winner of the two comments that we randomly chose will be sent some...
Check this out.
Exclusive bottom-of-the-barrel coasters that we had made. They're thick. They're not cheap. They're the thick ones. And we're not selling these. So we'll send you... How many did we send? Four?
Yeah. Sure.
We'll send you a four-pack... of coasters and a special bottom of the barrel pin that we were giving away at our live shows. Wes made them square. Anyways,
what? Yeah. You hate that. I thought that was such a cool and clever choice.
No, you're too lazy to like cut it out and make a PNG with a
That's
circle.
That's what it was, yes.
Yeah, so you're like upload file. And then it's got like pointy corners. Anyways, a fucking pin and some coasters for you.
All right. Here we go. Tess is on one side.
I got Tess. Pink is
good.
Tess.
You know why? Because that's as someone with a crush on Chris and thinks he can do no wrong. That's her opening line in her comment.
I can do no wrong?
That's what she says.
Dude, Tess?
But she disagrees with you about dicks. And then I got Jenny.
Oh, yeah, I read that one.
Oh, no, you read Jenny B. I got Jenny B who also disagrees with you about dicks.
Yeah. You know, she disagreed. No. She didn't disagree.
Oh yeah, she's right.
She pulled Uno reverse. She's like, you don't know anything about the pussy.
That's right.
And I'm like, fair, but that's not what I was saying. I was saying you don't know anything about dicks.
Okay, you got Tess, I got Jenny B.
All right, Tess, let's go, baby.
What are you running on? One? Or you doing mystery?
Mystery shot.
All right. Uno, dos, tres.
Let's go.
All right. Who we got here? I got Jenny B. Tess is
on the right. This is for the audio listeners too. All right. So Tess, I got like an inch lead right now, but I'm stalling out.
Oh yeah, you're getting hooked up there.
I'm stalling out.
Jenny B's bumping by. Hey, quit kicking the thing.
Come on.
Oh yeah, Jenny B's treating it like her boyfriend's out of town.
What is he doing?
Let's go.
All right, Jenny B's husband's Tess picking in the other room.
She's trying to keep it quiet. Oh, she's picking up speed.
No, you got the roll too.
Oh no. Tess, I thought you were looking at a picture of Chris. You should be coming harder than that. Let's go, Jenny B, all the way to the end. I keep winning on this thing. I fucking love this game.
By a landslide, too. Same settings?
Yeah, I just hit the first one.
Sorry, Tess. All right, Jenny, hit us up. You're a patron member.
Yep.
So you can hit us up. Can they message us on Patreon?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, send us a message with your...
Need the address, need the email address, all the contact info, send the DM.
Yeah, Wes will check it out. He'll hook up Green, who ships it out, and we'll get it to you. Congrats. Thanks for playing along in our vibrator race, ladies and gentlemen.
What are we at time-wise on this bad boy?
55 minutes and a half.
Yeah, we still got some time.
Fuck yeah.
Give him a full hour here.
Hell yeah. Do them all. I got some long content for the fucking Patreon that I don't want to get into right now.
Bad jokes.
What was the one I heard earlier?
It was like street jokes that we're doing?
I think so. Isn't that what bad jokes are? The street jokes?
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
What's funny right now is
trying to do new jokes and they're bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of, there's like this one account, this girl's super innocent, she does like bad jokes, but like the comments are all like, haha, staple my foreskin and piss on my nuts.
Love it. She's so innocent and nice.
It's so funny. Yeah. All of the comments are literally like, LOL, you're so funny. Can you please piss in my asshole and eat my crumb?
Holy fuck.
Yeah,
some of those, I don't find those ones on my own, but whenever you send like, check out the comments of this, they're always fucking
great. Comments are the new videos.
I know, they're really great.
Because even if it's somebody really inspirational, people are just going to be like, yeah, also... You know, hate from Australia or whatever it is.
I was watching a video the other day and they're doing...
How do you delete someone else's video?
That was such a good comment.
That's so good.
I was watching a video the other day, they're obviously doing like dad jokes or street jokes back and forth, trying to make each other laugh or whatever.
Yeah.
And the one guy, he's like this Indian guy, and he's like, what do you call an Indian electrician? Right, and then the guy's like, Indian electrician, and the other girl on his side is like, electrician, you fucking racist.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, yeah, thank you, in the shake hands. And he's like,
right.
No, I'm just kidding, a shock. But I like, it was like, oh yeah, it's just that. No, it wasn't, it's actually racist.
It's it's like, oh, you call black pile, it's like a pile, you fucking racist.
Yeah, but then there's actually a run. Yeah.
Then there's actually a name for them.
Yeah, then you got it. Yeah, you got it. Mm-hmm. You got to go one step further. Keep us on our toes.
We'll keep it for the Patreon.
Oh, man.
What else been going on? You've been on the road. You've been touring.
Dude, okay, so I've been doing
a fuck ton of shows.
Oh, yeah, actually, I'm just shouting out some dates here. I have Canada. I got the Maritimes. I got three shows. I'm coming to Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, PEI. Newfoundland's got to wait. But if you're out that way, I got these three theaters, March 14, 15, 16. Come through. They're big theaters. I need to fill them. It's going to be so fun. Me and my buddy Simon King, we've been doing this show everywhere. We just did it in Saskatchewan. And this is like, I think we've tried it like 10 times now. We're really getting the show down packed. We call it magic and comedy because we're really creative. And it's fucking awesome.
That's dope.
And then I'm doing my own show in... that fucking guy. God, that's a bad promo shot.
It can't be more than 20 years old.
Yeah, there? Probably. Yeah, probably 20. Yeah, exactly. Fuck. Crazy. Yeah, I had I brought everything and did one big old promo shoot. Some places still use that one. That's a 19-year-old guy kicking.
You stop putting him out there.
I don't. They're out of the internet.
Stop sending them this in your press.
Early in your press release. Early internet, man. And they just Google my name and it comes
up. It happens to me too. They're like, can you send us a headshot? I send them a headshot and they use it an old one. I'm like, what the fuck?
I have one with like me holding like some old panties. It's
yeah. Oh. You need better headshots then. That's what you need.
I got great headshots now.
They say Wes Baker or Barker?
Barker. I think, don't they?
Yeah, it's Barker.
Oh, fuck. I get Baker a lot.
Yeah.
The, what was I saying?
All else, you're plugging your shows.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, no, I'm going to Arlington, Virginia. I'm going to fucking Burlington, Vermont. I'm getting into the States a little bit more. I got some Texas ones coming up. Those dates aren't all solid, but they are in the works. I'm definitely coming to the States because it's where I want to be.
Yep. Yeah, I hear
America.
You.
America.
I will likely be, I mean, I don't know when this goes out. March, I think, 6th is Bordel again, but... Other than that, Third Floor Comedy in Montreal is usually where it goes down on Fridays. I'm not there every Friday, but definitely swing by for like the secret show. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. There's stand up. It's a small room, so like even 20 people feels full. Like it's like a small room, and then we go through like a secret podcast for like 2 hours, and there's no cameras. It's just the wildest stories you've ever fucking heard.
That's fucking amazing.
It's really insane. I heard some crazy. You heard a crazy
dude,
one.
My face was hurting when I left there.
What?
Dude, it was wild. Like, it's the shit you could never say on a podcast. And
but
like,
it's podcast format, except it's not recorded.
Yeah, we're just sitting there on stage. We got chairs.
That's amazing.
The audience is there, and we're just going in for like the wildest things you've ever heard. It's very fun.
That is.
It's a good format. It's secretive. We keep it tight.
It's cool because people really open up. Like last time, the dude that made us laugh so much, he just opened up so much.
Yeah.
He's so real.
He's like, I would never say this.
Yeah. Oh.
He's like, ever, 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 ever. He's like, I don't even know why I'm saying it now. But he's like, and we all, you know, appreciate that.
That's cool.
So it's a good time. That's on Fridays at Third Floor Comedy, right over Stogie's Cigar Lounge. So I usually head down for a little cigar afterwards.
And that's with the guys that were on the pod last time, Josh and Andy.
Yeah. Well, that's Josh's club. Yeah.
It was fun to listen to the podcast as a fan. I like missing weeks for that.
I like
reason.
That you commented that. That's fun.
Well, I felt it. I was like, because it's my favorite podcast, but I never get to listen to
it. Yep. And, you know, I didn't really know how they were going to be.
Yeah.
Because they're funny guys, but also, like, I didn't see them on a pod. And,
right.
You know, this is all weird.
Yes, this is weird.
You know, but they were super cool.
They each had a good story.
Yep.
You know, you had this cat.
Yeah.
And then the other guy with the boobs.
That's on the Patreon.
The camp. Okay.
Yo.
Oh, man.
I didn't go to the Patreon yet.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you about, dude, if you guys aren't signed up to Patreon already, last pod, we had a really good Patreon. And there's a story in there that might have been on, like, the secret show. Patreon's where we get into, like, a little bit darker stuff. But I'll tell you about it on the Patreon. See if we get there.
That's a good point. Thank God that wasn't on the main. Like that's
it's
a
fine.
Pretty
he's,
crazy
he's a
story.
Comic. No, he was. They were 12.
Yeah,
just makes this sound crazier. All right, guys, thanks for watching, dude. Fucking thanks for calling in.
Yeah,
thanks for commenting for the vibrates. If you guys want to win some exclusive coasters, by the way, drop comments. We're not only are we only taking Patreon?
That's what we've been doing because it's easiest to keep track of.
It is easiest to keep track of.
That's the only reason I've been doing it.
I haven't been doing that. I've been taking comments from the YouTube channel.
That's dope, too. So you're getting everything.
You never know where it's coming from.
But Patreon always gives you a better chance to win, and why shouldn't it?
Yeah.
You guys support the fucking pod.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
We'll hook you up eventually. But we appreciate you guys. Really do. It feels good to be here with you.
Yeah.
Look forward to the fucking Patreon. Look forward to getting some more drinks in us.
Me too. And three balls is fucking weird. But instead of three balls, tell three friends.
Oh, my God, this guy. That's why he's a professional. All right. We'll see you guys.
Bottom of the barrel. Hey. Bottom of the barrel. Hey. Where we always feel so tall. Bottom of the barrel. Hey. Bottom of the barrel. Hey. The barrel is only too small.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow-up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.